Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I am officially back in LA. And the past 14 days have been really eye-opening, really lovely in the deepening coming from Hawaii and then just taking some time away for the 10-day silent Vipassana meditation was really beneficial to process both Hawaii and to get ready for the holidays in a more relaxed way. So for those of you who are interested in this type of meditation technique, what it is essentially becoming in tune with the sensations of your body. So often in meditation, you are really becoming aware of your thoughts and you're allowing them to pass and you're allowing them to be there, whether they're there or whether you have a clear mind. But the Vipassana meditation technique goes a step further and has you really concentrate on the sensations of your body. And so not only is it the mind, but it's also the body. And what you're doing as you are focusing on the sensations in your body are finding awareness that my body feels this particular sensation in the different parts of your body, and then practicing allowing it to be there, practicing equanimity. So not getting hung up on, is this particular sensation something that I enjoy, or is it something that feels uncomfortable? And when you go through the full 10 days, you start with Anapasana, which is more like the normal meditation technique that we usually learn with the mind, but then it starts to ask you to sense the air that's coming into this part of your face, to essentially your nose, and to start to focus there and start to see the sensations. So you start there for about 3 days, and then you move into the technique of the Vipassana, which then takes what you've learned here and then associates it through your body. As you continue into the 10 days, you at some point stop moving altogether. So you sit for an hour at a time without moving. And for many of us, not moving in an hour is a challenge, not only because we're not used to sitting for hours at a time, but also because when we are sitting, different sensations do come up. And for me, what came up a lot was different parts of my body falling asleep. And so having kind of a heaviness or a numbness associated, or even some pain at times with the different parts of my body having that sensation, and being able to become aware, I feel this particular sensation, and then becoming equanimous, allowing it to just be there. So practicing awareness without having a judgment around it. And that is essentially what Vipassana is. And so when you are practicing with yourself and with your body, this is a smaller lesson. This is a smaller practice of when you open your eyes and you move out of the position that you're currently in meditation, and life is being lived, being able to practice those same things. I am present. I am aware that this particular thing is happening in my life. I'm in this particular experience. And now I am also aware of the thoughts that are going on that I have about this particular experience. And I can actually feel in my body the sensations that are associated with those thoughts. And not only can I be aware of all of those things, but I can also be equanimous. I can also not have a judgment one way or another. I can also not get caught up in my thoughts and get caught up in my feelings about what's happening. I can just be more in the flow and more in that noticing, that observing role. So I'm not getting swept up or caught up in whatever is happening. And it takes it a step further in both the meditation and when you are off the meditation pillow of, can you become aware of the story that you are telling yourself about the sensation or the experience? Is there a sense of aversion? Are you not wanting to have that falling asleep feeling in your foot anymore, or that itch on your face that you really want to itch? Can you be okay with those things on the meditation pillow? And then when you come out of it, can you notice in your daily life the places where you may be pushing against or pushing away certain experiences, feelings, or thoughts, as opposed to observing them non-judgmentally and being able to be equanimous with them? And then the same with the other side of aversion, which is pleasure-seeking or clinging or grasping, right? So when you're on the meditation pillow, this can look like, oh, I've reached a new level in my meditation and I feel light and airy and it feels all good and I feel so amazing and lit up and I can feel the energy flowing through my body, and not get caught up in, ooh, I want this every single time I sit on the meditation pillow. And then in real life, this looks like, wow, this amazing thing just happened to me. I'm so excited about it. And it's okay to have feelings and be excited about things, but can you move toward being equanimous, knowing that whether you are not liking a situation or loving a situation, that everything changes? So the more that you can be equanimous, the more that you can non-judgmentally be in this moment, the more that you know that every moment will change into something different. It will have a beginning and an end. Your life will be a lot less chaotic with the ups and downs, and it will be more level-headed, level-minded. And honestly, your nervous system will be more regulated because you're not getting caught up in stories of either elation or depression. And so that's what this Vipassana technique really teaches within the body, and then as you step into your everyday life. I will link the information for you to check out Vipassana for yourself. And there are a lot of different centers in the United States and all around the world. And if you have more questions and you're interested in learning more, let me know. And also know that this type of experience, 10 days, there's a lot of beautiful insights that come during these 10 days, but there's a lot of insights that continue to come. And so by being in this group and by being part of this community, as those insights come up for me, I will be sharing them with you. I hope that you have a beautiful and equanimous rest of your week. See you next week. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.